Now declare the meeting, the ordinary meeting, council meeting open. Item one, there's that declaration. Item two, record of attendance. We do have apologies from Councillor Hanson this evening. And we also have an apology from Mr. Mick Anthony, our Community Emergency Services Manager. There is no approved leave of absence. Welcome to our members of the gallery. It's good to see you this evening. We'll move now to response to previous public questions taken on notice. Question one was from Mr. Rossiter of 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Is it possible to get a copy of the quote for the bearing replacement as in the response to my question on the yellow spinning ball? And the response is, thank you for your request. While the Shire has considered providing a copy of the quotation, it has determined that procurement documents are not released through the public question time process. The quotation was obtained to assess the feasibility of repairing the spinner. It identified that the works involved substantially more than replacing a bearing, requiring significant reconstruction of the base of this equipment to safely install a new bearing assembly. The estimated cost of these works was approximately $22,000. Given the significant cost of the repair and the planned renewal of the playground and pavilion as part of the Port Denison foreshore redevelopment project in the coming months, the Shire determined that undertaking these repairs would not represent an appropriate use of public funds. Question two from Mr. John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Mr. Rossiter asks whether there had been any instances of nepotism within the Works Department. The response is that the Shire has no evidence of any instances of nepotism within the Works Department. Recruitment and employment decisions are undertaken in accordance with the Shire's recruitment policies and merit-based selection principles. Question three from Mr. John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. In June last year, 2025, one of the Shire's semi-trailers was involved in an accident on Alanooka Springs Road, where the prime mover was written off. How much was the prime mover insured for, and how much was paid to the Shire by the insurance company, and was the driver responsible for the accident? The response is, the Shire can confirm that following the accident involving a Shire prime mover on Alanooka Springs Road in June 2025, an insurance payment of $69,700 was received by the Shire. This information was publicly reported as part of the July 2025 Ordinary Council meeting. The insured value of the vehicle will not be disclosed as insurance values form part of the Shire's commercial insurance arrangements. The Shire will also not be providing information regarding any assessment of driver responsibility as this relates to internal employment and risk management matters. Question four from Mr. Ian Mallowish, 5 Abbott Terrace, Port Denison. What is the role of the LGCSA Incorporated? Question five, also from Mr. Mallowish. Who are the office bearers? Question six from Mr. Mallowish. Who is on the management committee? Question seven from Mr. Mallowish. Who is the executive officer and their salary? Question eight from Mr. Mallowish. What is the member fee and how much has been received from each member? And question nine, again from Mr. Mallowish, what is the cost of the annual license for the ERP and what provider is used? So responses to questions 4 to 9 are as follows. The Corporate Services Alliance project and the ERP partnership refer to the same broader initiative. LGCSA Incorporated was established to enable participating local governments to collaborate on corporate services, including sharing knowledge and resources, improving efficiency and service delivery, and procuring ICT goods and services where there is a benefit in doing so collectively. The current LGCSA Management Committee consists of representatives from participating local governments and independent members, being the Shire of Urban representatives Shane Ivers and Patience Machaca, Shire of Chapman Valley representatives Jamie Criddle and Di Raymond, and independent members Gary Hunt and Maurice Batalana. The office bearer roles recorded at the special general meeting were Chairperson Shane Ivers, Deputy Chairperson Jamie Criddle, Secretary Maurice Batalana, and Treasurer Patience Machaca. The association rules include reference to an executive officer role. However, this role has not been filled and no salary is being paid for an executive officer position. There is no member fee payable at this stage. As LGCSA Incorporated evolves, it is expected that membership fees may be considered and paid by member local governments in the future. The ERP solution has not yet been deployed through LGCSA Incorporated, and therefore there is no annual license cost currently payable under a deployed LGCSA ERP arrangement. For further background, refer to Council Report CEO 02-06/24 and the Council Report CEO 01-12/24, together with the associated LGCSA Association Rules and Council Attachments 2024 Council Meetings, Shire of Irwin. Moving now to item four, public question time. Are there any questions from the gallery?
Thank you, Madam President. John Ross to the 101 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. In response to question one of the June 23rd meeting, what difference does it make if the request for information through question time or not, as the printed questions were tabled by me after reading them? Aren't all quotation documents received for public works public documents?
Thank you. I'll take that on notice. No written response will be provided.
Why am I under the impression that there was never a quotation at all, and this is just a furphy? Response to question two. Is the CEO complicit with the works manager in stating there is no nepotism within the Shire's workforce, when clearly there is?
I'm going to object to that question, Mr. Rossiter. That's an aspersion that you're making without any evidence to support it.
Yes, if you put your, as I mentioned about 3 years ago, I think it was, why the workforce were mentioned on the website, was taken off there, because at that time there were two lots of nepotism.
As again, that's an accusation that you're making. To my knowledge, there is absolutely no foundation to that accusation.
Thank you. When will the Francis Road signage be corrected? As we were reported by me about 12 months ago, there was a further question on gazetting at a later meeting which related to this matter.
Again, I will take that question on notice and you will be provided with a written response.
Thank you. When is the sliding door being fitted to the Dongra Medical Centre entry? I believe it is in the present budget.
It is in this budget, yes.
So, thank you.
Are there any further questions from the gallery, please? Thank you. Item five, declarations of interest. We have two. Councillor Melson has declared an interest in agenda item FIN02-07/26, changing method of valuation, July 2026. And it is an impartiality interest. Ms. Councillor Melson is an employee of APA Group, who owns and operates the Mondarra Gas Storage and Processing Facility. Councillor Melson may stay in the meeting during the debate and he may also vote. Councillor Gillam has declared an interest in OPS 01-07/26 Milo Road Crossing Upgrade Project Culvert Construction Contract Award. This is a financial declaration, and as such, our councillor Gillam will leave the room during the debate and the vote. Thank you. Item six, applications for leave of absence. There are nil. Item seven, petitions and deputations. There are nil. Moving now to item eight, confirmation of minutes and tabling of agenda forum notes. 8.1. The minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 23rd of June 2026. The reason is that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on June 23rd, 26 are included in the attachment booklet, and that council by simple majority confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 23rd of June 2026. Can I have someone to move that officer recommendation, please? Councillor Muslin? Councillor Summers to second. Councillor Muslin, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Yeah.
Councillor Summers. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. 8.2. Minutes of the special council meeting held 21 July 2026. The minutes of the special council meeting held on the 21st of July 2026 are included in the attachment booklet, July 2026. The officer recommendation is that council by simple majority confirms the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 21st of July 2026. Can I have someone to move that officer recommendation? Councillor Nelson, someone to second. Councillor Bruce, do you wish to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Bruce, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone you wish to speak
No,
against the
sorry.
motion?
No.
Sorry, I'll put the motion. All those
Do
in
I?
favour? The motion is carried. 8.3 Agenda Forum Notes from the 21st of July 2026. At the Agenda Forum held on the 21st of July 2026, Shire officers presented background information and answered questions on items to be considered at the July 2026 Ordinary Council meeting. Notes from the Agenda Forum are included in the attachment booklet, July 2026. The officer recommendation is that council by simple majority receives the notes of the Agenda Forum held on the 21st of July 2026. Can I have someone to move that officer recommendation, please? Councillor Gillam, Councillor Burress, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No, I don't.
Councillor Burress, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Moving on now to announcements by the person presiding without discussion. On June the 26th, the Shire President and the CEO attended Mid West Development Commission Thatcher. On July the 8th, the CEO was interviewed by Channel 7 regarding Pilot Energy. On July the 10th, I think it was, I was interviewed by ABC. No, sorry, by the Geraldton Guardian. On July the 22nd, I was interviewed by the ABC, again in relation to Pilot Energy. On July the 22nd of July, the Shire President and the CEO met with the Honourable Hannah Beasley, the Minister for Local Government, and the Honourable Sandra Carr, MLC. On the 24th of July, the Shire President and the CEO attended Mid West Development Commission Catcher. On the 27th of July, the Shire President and the CEO met with the Yamatji Southern Regional Council. And also on the 27th of July, I was interviewed by the Mid West Times, again in relation to Pilot Energy.
So spoke, I just spoke that might have been to do personal
Oh, I beg your pardon. The CEO was interviewed by Channel 7 regarding coastal erosion, not Pilot Energy. That came later. Okay. So moving now to officers' reports. 10.1, finance report. The item FIN02-07/26 accounts for payment June the 26th. The purpose of this report is for council to receive the list of accounts paid under delegated authority during June 2026. The officer recommendation is that council by simple majority receives the list of accounts paid under delegated authority during June 2026 as detailed in FIN 02-07/26, attachment 1, and summarised in the table below. Can I have someone to move that officer recommendation, please? Councillor Summer, second Councillor Nelson. Do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I will put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. And the next item is FIN 03-07/26, monthly financial statements. And the report, the purpose of the report is for Council to consider and receive the monthly financial statements for the period of the 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of May 2026. Should that be? No, that's correct. Sorry, I'm misreading it. The officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, receives the monthly financial statements for the period of the 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of May 2026, as contained in FIN 03-07/26, attachment 1 of the attachment booklet, July 2026. Can I have someone to move that recommendation, please? Councillor Gillam, someone to second. Councillor Burress,
yes.
Do you wish to speak to the motion?
No, I don't.
Councillor Bursman, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I will put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Okay, so this item, FIN 04-07/26, changing method of valuation. Do you have a declaration of interest? That's from Councillor Nelson. The purpose of the report is to consider the proposed change in the method of valuation of the properties identified in the confidential attachment from unimproved value to gross rental value. Consider the submissions received from affected ratepayers and determine whether to apply to the Minister for Local Government under Section 6.28 of the Local Government Act 1995. The officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, one, determines, having regard to the current predominant non-rural use of land identified in FIN 04-07/26, confidential attachment 1, that the Shire supports changing the method of valuation of that land from unimproved value to gross rental value. 2, considers the submissions received from the affected ratepayers insofar as they relate to the proposed changes in method of valuation and endorses the corresponding officer responses contained in FIN 04-07/26, confidential attachment 1. 3, requests the Chief Executive Officer to make application to the Minister for Local Government under Section 6.28 of the Local Government Act 1995 to change the method of valuation of the identified land from unimproved value to gross rental value. And 4, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to provide any further supporting information and make minor non-substantive amendments necessary to progress the applications. Can I have someone to move that officer recommendation, please? Councillor Gillam, second. Councillor Summer, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No, I don't.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 10.2, development reports. The first item, DEV 01-07/26, June 26, development delegated and authorised authority report. The purpose of the report is for Council to receive the June 2026 Development Delegated and Authorised Authority Report. The recommendation is that Council, by single majority, receives the June 2026 Development Delegated and Authorised Authority Report, as contained in DEV 01-07/26, Attachment 1. Now, someone to move that officer recommendation, please. Councillor Nelson, Councillor Muslin, wish to speak to the motion?
No.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion or to the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Councillor Gillam, you have declared a financial interest in this item, so I will ask you to leave the room. Thank you.
So the Yandy West Road.
Is that next? Not the one? Sorry, I have you in interest declared against this item. Oh, no, this is the road reserve. No,
this is the road reserve one.
Okay, yeah. I beg your pardon.
No, that's all right.
That's okay. So everyone ignore that. There is no conflict of interest. So this is DEV 02-07/26 Road Dedication Reserve. 10876 Yandinooka West Road. And you will note, councillors, that there is a piece of paper before you which contains the current the motions that came to the agenda forum, and there is an alternative motion which has been written up since the agenda forum. The procedure for this is that I will call for someone to move and second the first motion. However, if there are no movers or seconders, then that motion will lapse and then we will proceed to the second motion. Are there any questions on that? So the officer recommendation is that Council, this is for the first motion, that Council by simple majority requests the Minister for Lands to dedicate the portion of reserve 10876 indicated in blue on the plan contained in DEV 02-07/26, Attachment 1, as road, and 2, advises the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage that it has no objection to dedicating only a portion of reserve 10876 as detailed in the submission from the Irwin District's Historical Society. Do I have a mover for that motion? If there's no mover, that motion lapses. We will move on to the alternative motion. That Council by simple majority request the Minister for Lands to dedicate only a portion of reserve 10876 as detailed in the submission from the Irwin District's Historical Society contained in DEV 02-07/26, Attachment 2, as road, and 2, advise the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage that the proposed road reserve alignment and width should be sufficient to safeguard the current and future road infrastructure and servicing requirements whilst also ensuring legal road frontage to affected land holdings. I have someone to move that motion, that officer recommendation, Councillor Gillam. Do I have a seconder for that recommendation, Councillor Summer? Does anyone wish, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Yes, I would. Yep. I'd just like to firstly thank the Irwin District's Historical Society for their contribution to this item, and I think it's a good step to safeguard what is a significant aspect of the historical nature of agriculture in the region.
Thank you. Councillor Summer, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No,
thanks. Okay. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? No. Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Okay, item 10.3.
That's someone.
This is OPS 01-07/26125091-23WA-BR9 Milo Road Crossing Up Project Update. Culvert Construction Contract Award. Thank you, Councillor Gillam.
Do you need the doors closed?
Yes, please. And I'll just, there's, you, Andrew, just sit in one of the other rooms.
Maybe just go to the rear across.
Thanks, Mark. The purpose of this report is to consider the evaluation outcome for RFQ 125091-23WA-BR9 to determine whether to award the Milo Road Crossing Culvert Construction Contract to the preferred respondent. The officer recommendation is that Council by simple majority 1 accepts the evaluation panel's recommendation and awards RFQ 125091-23WA-BR9-Milo Road Crossing Upgrade Project Culvert Construction Package to Polcat Civil Contracting Proprietary Limited for a fixed lump sum of $1,163,742, excluding GST. 2. Notes that the total delivery allowance for the culvert construction package is $1,613,742, excluding GST, comprising the contract sum of $1,163,742, a project contingency of $350,000, and external site project engineering support of $100,000, and notes that the contingency and engineering allowance do not form part of the contract award. 3, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to finalise, execute and administer the contract in accordance with Section 9.49A of the Local Government Act 1995, including variations that remain within the approved scope, contract terms, adopted project budget, and the total delivery allowance identified in item 2. 4, requires any variation that would materially alter the project scope or risk or cause the total delivery allowance or adopted project budget to be exceeded to be referred to Council. And 5, requires that no notice to proceed for ground disturbing or construction works be issued until all necessary statutory approvals, environmental and clearing approvals, Aboriginal heritage approvals, land access arrangement and relevant funding conditions have been satisfied. Can I have someone to move that officer recommendation, please? Councillor Muslin, Councillor Summer. Councillor Muslin, just speak to that motion. Councillor Summer, does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Give you the Councillor Gillam back in, please. So moving on to item 10.4, community service reports, there are nil. 10.5, Office of the CEO reports. And the item is CEO 01-07/26, CEO Performance and Organisational Report, Quarter 4, 2025-26. And the purpose of the report is to provide Council with the Chief Executive Officer Performance and Organisational Report for quarter four of the 2025-26 financial year, covering the period 1st April to the 31st of June 20, oh, sorry, to the 30th of June 2026, in accordance with the adopted CEO performance criteria. And the officer recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the Chief Executive Officer Performance and Organisational Report for quarter four, April through to June 2026. Can someone to move that motion, that recommendation, please? Councillor Summer, Councillor Nelson, do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Nelson?
No, thanks.
No. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? Put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 10.6, committee reports. There are nil. Item 11, motions of which previous notice has been given. There are nil. Item 12, questions by members of which due notice has been given. There are nil. Item 13, urgent business approved by person presiding or by decision. Nil. Item 14, matters for which the meeting is closed to the public. There are nil. So I declare the meeting closed at 5:20, sorry, 5:31 p.m. Thank you all for your engagement.